The only thing until now keeping ties with the Miami Heat to the state of South Dakota is Mitchell native Mike Miller. A new partnership with the Sioux Falls Skyforce in the NBA D League and the Miami Heat could make those ties stronger. Sioux Falls Skyforce president Mike Heineman says the two teams are partnered in what is called a hybrid.
Basically means that the Miami Heat will run our basketball operations. We continue to run the business side of the Skyforce, but the Miami Heat will control the basketball side of us. They'll hire the coaches, they'll decide who the players are, all the stuff that goes along with the basketball side of it. So this will basically be their minor league team, and they'll run it however they want.
Heineman says the Miami Heat can build up talent for their franchise or organization. If the Heat want to send somebody down for more development, then they go to Sioux Falls and play with the Skyforce. If the Skyforce has a player with a lot of potential and skill, they could be called up to the Miami Heat. Heineman says the Heat's credibility can only improve the Skyforce.
Obviously, this will be our 25th season. We're moving into a new building, which is obviously very exciting for us. But just to re-energize our fan base and give them something new to get excited about. Always want to try to be reinventing yourself in minor league sports. You can't stand pat because you'll get left behind. And I think this adds quite a bit of credibility to our product and hopefully takes us to the level that we want to be at.
With 24 years under the belt for the Sioux Falls Skyforce, it is fair to say that they have a very good following. Skyforce basketball was the winter sport, while Canaries baseball was the summer sport. This is before the days of Stampede hockey and Storm football. Lucas Dannebring is a season ticket holder with the Skyforce.
To me, the thing that I enjoy the most about, because we actually do it with some of a lot of the other local minor league sports teams here, but I think what separates the Skyforce is the fact that, you know what, you have the opportunity to actually see players that play, you know, in the NBA.
Dannenbring says he is also excited about the color scheme change for the Skyforce. Out goes teal and in comes red and yellow, making an immediate resemblance to the Miami Heat.
I love it. I mean, I'm one of the people that, that the blue aqua color or whatever you want to call it, it was just, it was to me, I think it dated it. Now seeing the new color schemes, it's exciting. I think it's much more modern, and it shows that we're moving forward, and that's the exciting part.
A recent poll on NBA.com shows the state of Florida as the only state with majority support towards the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals. Why is it that sports fans in South Dakota dislike the Miami Heat? Brandon Valley native Kyle Roki says he has always been a fan of the Skyforce, but not the Miami Heat.
I just don't like the way that the team was constructed. I don't think that that's good, not only for major sports, but just the NBA. I don't think it's right to have three of the top, 20 players in the NBA put on one team at the same time.
The three players being mentioned are Dwayne Wade, who was already on the team when LeBron James and Chris Bosh were signed. Roki says he feels he can keep the two teams separate with the Skyforce and Heat. He says he always plans to like the Skyforce, but feels no pressure to also cheer for the Heat.
It's more of a local thing for me, not necessarily, I have to root for this team because they're owned by the Timberwolves, and I have to root for this team because they're owned by the Heat. I don't think that's the way that it should be. I think that people that live in certain areas should root for their hometown teams, and that's what I'm doing.
The Sioux Falls Skyforce gained a lot of momentum with the new partnership, but the changing of venues for next year also has fans excited. The Skyforce plans to open next season in the new Sanford Pentagon Arena. Sioux Falls President Mike Heineman says even though the Pentagon is considerably smaller than the current arena, it should make for a great fan experience.
It's going to be really neat. It's going to be a great basketball environment. Fans will be right on top of the court. And we've seen it work in other D-League cities. The Maine Red Claws have a small building. The Santa Cruz Warriors have a small building. And the crowds are just electric in there. You think you need 6,000 to 7,000 people in a building to make it exciting. You don't. You just need a full house and people, being excited to be there.
Heineman says the Skyforce organization is excited to see the fan reaction at the home opener game next season. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Nate Weck.